Welcome to this episode of UMBC's Mic'd Up podcast. My name is Denise Cardona from the Office of Professional Programs at UMBC. Today, we are joined by Midori Goyal. She is a current student in the graduate program in software engineering here at UMBC, and she's going to share with us her experience.
Thank you so much for being here today on the UMBC Mic'd Up podcast. It is wonderful to have you with us.
Thank you so much.
Yes. So right now, you are a current student in the software engineering MPS program. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. I have finished my two semesters here, and I'll be going into my final semester. Next fall is my final semester where I will be graduating.
Oh, that's a fantastic feeling. I just graduated
That's great.
Just a couple weeks ago. Thank you. And it's a really great feeling.
Yeah, it is.
So you only have one semester left. That's fantastic.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about the journey that you took, your educational journey and professional journey to be able to land here in the MPS program.
Okay, sure. So here I have started my journey with, I was a found person who was always fascinated with computers. So that was one reason where I chose computer science as my majors in my undergrad. And then from there, after graduating, I took up a role as a software engineer in one of the organization, which is, so it is a multinational company where I my role was a software engineer, and where I have developed skills of understanding the business requirement and then making it in the software transition where we have deal with many clients. We fulfill their requirements on making the changes in the software, having troubleshoot all these bugs where they were facing. Then from there, I've switched my organizations like a couple of times to advance my career, to learn more. And then I have landed up into a senior software role where I was taking care of the requirements as well as getting started into the design and proposing the solution to the clients. And there I got the interest of being pulled towards the software architect, where it comes the MPS software engineering program, where we have one of the pathways as software engineering. So I felt like I'm lacking in a few things where I want to be. That's where I chose software engineering MPS program at UMBC, because they are the only one, I guess, who are giving the pathways to the software architect.
Yeah.
So that was fascinating for me, and that encouraged me to apply here and come and have a knowledge which is required to become at the top of the software architect industry, which is like my core interest in it. So, yeah, that's my professional and educational journey so far. Looking forward for more.
So now you've been in a role for software engineering, you're in classes. In your opinion, what kinds of skills, knowledges, and abilities do you need to be in this industry of software engineering?
So to do my job at certain level, we need to have a good understanding of the software, how they are built. It's not just the coding. Software engineering is just not the coding. We need to have the basics build up, like which design pattern will work for the software, how we approach the solution. Like we have different, we have single page application, which will be like, if it is a small application, we don't have to build a like different microservice architecture for it. Like it can be a simple one page web application. We don't have to do it. So all these skills required, I mean, you gain this knowledge by working, by educating. Specifically, this program is telling you the practical implementations of how this bookish knowledge has been implemented to your software industry. So that's where, I mean, I feel like this knowledge is really required. Everyone can learn coding, right? I mean, people are learning coding from the web app. There are so many resources available on the web, they can go ahead and do. But to actually work in the social the industry, you have to like need to have a basic knowledge and the foundation for it, which this program is basically giving us. I mean, it has been designed. I have gone through. I'm also a graduate assistant for the Advanced Software Engineering department, where I have the even the deepest knowledge how this program has been built up, like which focuses on the actual tools and technology which has been used into the software industry. Like we need to have so many collaboration tools like Jira. We have the Cucumber. We need to have the Atlassian, where we have all this life cycles of the software has been defined. You need to have the knowledge of the software architecture, how you present it, how those things has to be built. You need to have the knowledge of all the databases available. And we can't approach all the software solution to one coding languages. With this program, we have learned that there are different languages which are available. So you need to have the knowledge of all the languages as well, like not in the dip, but you need to have the basic knowledge which you can identify that for this solution, this language is going to work for me. So all this knowledge need to be there. And apart from that, if I come to the software architecture pathways, where we have learned in advanced software engineering, design patterns, you need to have the design principles applied to it, how you build your UI, all these informations help you to build a really good software or a system which helps the company to which is very useful for the users. Like it is very simple, and we are making a very complex thing into a very simple, usable product which they can leverage with.
To me, it sounds like the program is really informing your thinking about being able to think critically about new technologies as they come into the landscape, because we know it's going to change. So what happens 5 years from now when there are going to be new languages out there? How is the program, how are you learning to adapt to these new languages, to the new software that will be emerging?
The newest, if I talk about the newest application, language, coding language, which has been introduced is 2014. We have the Swift language, which is for the iOS development. So it is changing very drastically, and there are different versions of the applications has been introduced. So we need to get aligned with the new changes which are coming up, like ChatGPT, AI. I mean, it has been in a it become a big buzzword for everyone nowadays, but it is going to be changing like everything. I mean, in few years, something else will come up, and we have to be updated with the industry, and we have to be aligned with them so that we have an open mind to get all these knowledge in and implement based on the what is coming up in the next few years. So that's way we are coping up with the change fast changing phase of the software development. I mean, it is not going to be same as what it is today. So yeah, it will be changing in the next 5 years. We never know what all things will come up.
What do you love most about being in the field of software engineering?
I love everything about it. Literally everything about it. Having the brainstorming done for the problem, how we convert the actual client requirement into the technical requirement. That's the first phase of your when somebody comes up, we need this software or this functionality in a software. Brainstorming all this, how this will be feasible to do it in a technical way. That's the first phase of the development. So I really love converting those functional requirements into the technical, and then dividing all those work into the coding tasks. Then we have the testing done with it. Then we have to have a demo with the client. We need to have the acceptance for the feature. the team collaboration we have to do. I mean, that's really good. I mean, you are working with someone who has different knowledges. You learn a lot from each other. I mean, I would say, and once you deliver the product and the happiness you have, I mean, I've been there where we have launched a really nice product for the Indian farmers. And that was one of the moments which I always remember, that fulfillment of few things. I mean, which is like not everybody has those. But once you achieve that, that gives a self-satisfaction, I believe. So, I mean, I love everything about the softwares and developing it from the scratch and then delivering it to the clients. And it gives, it's like a life purpose for me.
Gosh, what's better than being able to wake up in the morning and know that what you're doing with your life, you love, that you have passion for? That is a true gift. And unfortunately, a lot of people struggle with that and don't find that passion, that love for what they're doing. So kudos to you for being able to find that passion point. How is the program preparing you for the future?
As I said, this program has a different pathway. So actually, they have a 6 pathways to be in. So one is the software consultant. You can be a software consultant, have the really deep knowledge of becoming a good software consultant. We have a pathways for the software management. We have a pathways for the software architect, which is my interest. So how this program is helping me for the my future roles is because we have the in-depth practical knowledge delivered to us through this program. And as a part of that software, we have gone through the whole process of developing an application where we have presented our software architecture of the application. Right now, cloud is a big thing. We need to have everything on a cloud. We have developed the application. We deployed everything on a cloud. And then this review process of this, like we have the feedback from the professor, like what can be changes we can do, how it can be improved. All those things has been a learning, like we are actually working on a one software where we have learned the practical knowledge what the industry follows. I feel like all these things will help me becoming better at my job and fulfilling the requirements which organization or a client has.
Can you share your experience as an international student here at UMBC? How has UMBC supported you in your educational journey?
Being an international student, I felt like the process at UMBC was really good. I got the support which I needed, like from the application process till I got my I-20, I mean, acceptance. Then I requested for the I-20, and then I think it takes just 1 or 2 weeks to get your I-20. And the UMBC is very timely considering the international student to consider that we have to go through the visa process and everything. And that's a really important first steps to become an international student at UMBC. I felt like I got all the support which was required. There was a good support from the UMBC where they have clearly instructed us. Being at UMBC, I think I felt very supportive.
Thank you so much for sharing your insights with us today. I'm really grateful, and I'm so happy to hear that you are supported, that you love what you're doing, and that you've had a really great experience here at UMBC so far, and that you're almost through and you'll be out there in the world thriving as you already are. And I'm really happy for you. Thank you so much.
Same here.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of UMBC's Mic'd Up podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to learn more about our offerings, do a search for graduate programs in software engineering at UMBC, or simply click the link in the show notes.